begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Yates, to begin the Amud Aleph. Begin with Tais, the Bimaschal Tais, begins the words of the Gemara. Naisin Mezainis Anachi B'chatzar, one could give food to the non-Jew in the courtyard. Which Tais comes to explain, this halacha is even according to Beis Shammai. The Braisa taught this halacha, you're allowed to give the food to the non-Jew in the courtyard. So Tais explains, this is talking about Bish Shabbos. You're allowed to give it to him, even on Shabbos in the courtyard of the Jew, and that is we're not concerned that the non-Jew is going to take out the Rosh Hashanah, afilah lebeis shamay, even according to Beis Shammai, who they say it's actually forbidden for a Jew to give an object to a non-Jew even on Erev Shabbos, because we're concerned that he's going to take it out, it's going to look like that the non-Jew is the shliach of the Jew, and for sure he's not giving it to him on Shabbos. Even so, by this halacha of giving him food, Beis Shammai says it's permitted to give to the non-Jew even on Shabbos itself. Why? Because the rug, la'ach l'miyad, it's the norm is that he would eat it right away in the place, in the courtyard, and not to take it in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we don't have to be concerned if he's going to take it out. Now, Vedavka ben Zainis, but explains Taisus, this is specifically regarding food. Avashar chavetzim, but give him other objects, that's assumed that's forbidden to give him in the courtyard on Shabbos. Afil beisil, because Taisus explains, Elishar beisil el be'erv Shabbos, beisil only permits to give the object to the non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, and is not concerned that it's going to look like he's a shliach. Avashabbos lai, but on Shabbos, no, then they would be forbidden, and therefore, this halach is only on food, but not regarding other objects. Now, Tais says, Vimtim, if you're going to say as follows, Vamayin Naisin Mezainis Lanachi B'Shabbos, why is it permitted to give food to the non-Jews, as we're saying, for everybody? Even according to B'Shammai on Shabbos, Hakivin Deim Mezainis Sein Alecha, but since there's no obligation for a Jew to feed the non-Jew, K'daminachal, like we're saying here in our Gemara, that we're showing that there's no obligation for him to feed the non-Jew, as the Gemara says, that's why I have to say it, even though we already said the case of the dog, and so do we find the second paragraph of Masechet Beis Daf Chaf Aleph from a Beis when it talks about the permissibility about preparing what's called Eichel Nefesh, food items to do Malacha on Yom Tiv. The Gemara says, the Maitzeh and Yes Anachi, but I exclude the non-Jew, that you're not allowed to prepare food for him on Yom Tiv, and therefore that relates to inviting as a guest. Why? Shem is in the Sein Alecha, because their obligation of feeding is not upon you. So, therefore, says Taisus, why is it permitted to give him food on Shabbos? It should be litzer, it should be forbidden to give him food on Shabbos because this is an unnecessary tircha and exertion. Can I mean the perek bas, like we say in the last perek, the afkof known heyamad beis, the osel litrech b'Shabbos, it's forbidden to go through the effort on Shabbos, losses mezainis lefnei chazir, to put food in front of a swine. B'shom de'ein mezainis sein lecha, because you have no obligation to feed him. So hachanami havelele meisim anachi. So therefore, should be forbidden to feed the non-Jew to go through the effort to feed him food on Shabbos. Why is it permitted? It says Taisa Beis Shammai. What you could say is keeping the mefarnesim ani anachim im ani Yisrael. But since ultimately we do feed the non-Jewish paupers with the Jewish paupers mishum darchi shalom because of ways of peace that we shouldn't differentiate between the paupers. So chashiv k'tzas mizay nesav alacha. So it is considered on some level an obligation of feeding on the Jewish person. Le'inin, regarding at least the salacha of Issa Tayuch Shlus Drabbanan, regarding the prohibition of exertion, which is only rabbinic prohibition. So regarding that, we consider that it is Mezainis in the law. Avalinya sees Malacha B'Yamtib, but regarding doing a prohibited Malacha on Yamtib, which, if it's not for Eichel Nefesh, is prohibited, the Havi Issa Dairesa, that's a biblical violation, Loi Chasha Mezainis of Alacha, that, as we see in the Gemara later in the Masechet Beit of Chafal and Beit, that's not considered your obligation, therefore, on Yamtib, not allowed to, but regarding the Tircha on Shabbos, since it's only rabbinic, regarding that, as we find, there is somewhat of an element of Mezainis of Alacha, because it's Darche Shalom, so therefore, it's permitted to give him food on Shabbos, and it's not an unnecessary Tircha. Not related halacha, Kasab Arzura. Arzura wrote, Shepamachas Chalanachi. One time there was a non-Jew who became ill, Veshalach Liyehude Echad B'Yamtiv, and he sent to a Jew on Yamtiv, Sheishlach Lo Miyena, that he should send him from his wine to help him from his illness. Be'imlo Yishlach Lo Yamas. If he's not going to send him the wine, he's going to die. Now, Vanachi Hayimuchzi Be'ir, the non-Jew is a well-known person in the city, so the Hitr Lashloich Lo Aldeinachi, he permitted the Jew to send the wine to the non-Jew through a non-Jew. Mevshum Darchei Shalom, because of ways of peace, which is related to this idea of what we're calling about Darchei Shalom. This is also another element where you find that the concept of Darchei Shalom permitted one to do the Isra of Emir La'akum because of Darchei Shalom. Now, Veshalach al Rabbeinu Simcha, and he sent this question to Rabbeinu Simcha, Behitulai, and he also said it's permitted. He said, Abaloy al Yisrael, but not through a Jew, rather like he did, which was through a non-Jew, which essentially really is a Shvus to Shvus, B'makim Shalom, which was because there's a Mir La'akim, and we don't really have Rosh Hashanah Gemura, so it's like really like a Karmelist. So for Shavuos to Shavuos, Rabbinic over Rabbinic is permitted in this type of situation. Now, Olarav Reb Yitzchok Nira, that it seemed to him, Duhadim B'Shabbos, that it's not just, although that story was on Yom Tov, but really the same thing would apply in Shabbos. Im ha'yi inyan kach, sh'ayi davish ha'shayach tach ha'sham, if it would be such a situation, that would be applicable because of ways of peace. K'goyin sh'ayi ha'nachri olim, that if, let's say, the non-Jew was a strong, a powerful person, that nira, it would seem sh'mut l'shloich l'adei nachri, that you're allowed to send him what he's asking for through a non-Jew. Again, as we said, according to us, the lesson hashta rishus ram the rest that we don't really have a biblical rishus ram, so it is a shvus to shvus b'mokim darchi shalom, which that is, there's a few different etayim the place can bring down of shvus to shvus. Same thing is because of darchi shalom, you're allowed to do a shvus to shvus, a rabbinic, which is amir l'akim in the rabbinic domain of a karmelis. So Tosfos told us that this you're allowed to give food on to the non-Jew is even on Shabbos, even according to Beis Shammai, because we presume that he's going to eat it before he leaves the courtyard. But other objects is forbidden even according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel only permits on Erev Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself. Additionally, Tosfos brings that a powerful guy that tells the Jew that he wants something on Shabbos Yom Tov, he's allowed to send it to him through a non-Jew, not through a Jew, and specifically because us, that we don't really have biblical Rishus Rabbis, therefore it's permitted through a non-Jew, because it's a Shavus to Shavus, but if it was a Rishus Rabbim, or if it was through a Yisrael, then it would be forbidden. Continue next Tosfos of Maskil, says, begins with the words of the Gemara, Lo Yasker, should not rent, which Tosfos comes to explain that the reason is because it looks like that he's taking what's called Schar Shabbos, he's taking payment for Shabbos, which is forbidden. The Braisa taught that it's forbidden to rent vessels, utensils, to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, but on, let's say, on Wednesday or Thursday, it would be permitted. So Tosfos explains, Ein Lefarish, don't explain the reason why it's forbidden to rent your objects to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos is because Mishum Shvisas Kalim, because you're not allowed to have your tools, your utensils, with having a malacha done with it, and that it's going to Bisham, like we explained in the previous stuff, Bisham is the one who holds the Isser of Shusas Kalim. So it's you can't say that this is what the Bryce is saying. Then Kain, if that would be the Isser, that would be the reason why it's forbidden, is Afilib Raviyah Bechamishinami. Then even on Wednesday, Thursday would also be forbidden. It doesn't make a difference when you rented him. You can't have your Kain doing malacha, so why would it be only us on Erev Shabbos and not on, let's say, on Wednesday, Thursday? Elarath explains Taisis Kibes Hilhi. No, this Bryce is even like Basil. The less Lushvisis Kam, which does not hold the problem that if a non-Jew or whatever it is, if your Kalim are doing a malach on Shabbos. Or even you could say it's like Bishamai, but a Bukhalik Vitalis Lukayetz Benari. We're talking about a garment or a cloak, which the Leshach Shvisis Kam, where it's not applicable any malach is being done with or through the Kalim of the Jewish person. But still, the Aser, it's forbidden to rent it to him on Erev Shabbos. Why? It appears as if he's charging him for Shabbos, because right at Friday afternoon he's renting it to him, obviously it looks like he's charging him for Shabbos itself. Now, as Tais explains, Ava Bisham Eskiri Yachad Chaydish Oy Shabu, and that's even if he's charging him a monthly or weekly rate, which essentially really it is permitted because he's not charging him per day, because yeah, per day that would be the primary Isser of Schar Shabbos. No, he's not charging him per day, it really should be permitted. But if you're doing it right before Shabbos, it looks like you're charging him for the day of Shabbos, and therefore, even though you're charging him, let's say, a monthly rate, it would still be forbidden because it gives the appearance of Schar Shabbos. And Tosfos proves this, that it must be told him, even though he's really renting him for a monthly or a weekly rate, because the imaskir leyayim, because if he's renting him per day, then the filibur aviv, then even if he rents it to him on Wednesday or Thursday, it would be forbidden. Like it sounds like from the end of Perek Azav, and when it talks about someone hires workers, lishmet para, attending to watch a cow or to watch children, where the Gemara there does not differentiate regarding the prohibition of Schar Shabbos. It sounds like it doesn't make a difference what day, if you're charging per day and yet you're charging per Shabbos, that would be the prohibition of Schar Shabbos. So obviously, we're told about that you're doing it per month. And even so, on Erev Shabbos, it would be problematic because it's nira kenaitel Schar Shabbos. Now, Tosfos points out that based on what we're saying, that the reason for the Isser is because it looks like you're taking Schar Shabbos. So, v'davka l'sachar. So, obviously, this halach would be only if you're renting something to him on Erev Shabbos. The mechzi kenaitel Schar Shabbos. So, that looks like that you're taking payment per day, which is for the payment of Shabbos. But to lend him something in Erev Shabbos, then shy, that would be permitted even on Erev Shabbos, because that's not Schar Shabbos. He's not getting any payment for what he's doing. Unlike if, let's say, it was because of Shri's Kalim, then yeah, that would be Aser. But we explained that it's not because of Shri's Kalim, rather it's because of it looks like Neitel Schar Shabbos. Here the next test of Masrat begins the words of Gemara, Elim Kein Kaitis Lei Damen. Unless if he makes a set amount of the payment, which Tosfos comes to explain that also the Halacha of our Mishnah is talking about this concept of Kaitis. The Braisa taught, you not send the letter Erev Shabbos through the non-Jew, unless he sets a certain price for the payment. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe the non-Jew is going to go and bring it deliberate on Shabbos. But if you set an amount, so then you don't care how and when he does it. You set the price already. Whenever he's doing it, earlier or later, he's doing it for himself, and not for the Jew, and therefore it's going to be permitted even on Erev Shabbos. Tanya says, receiving the price that wherever you're concerned that maybe the non-Jew is going to do Melachot Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it over to him on Erev Shabbos unless you went and you set a price already for whatever the activity you want done. It was set price before it. So therefore, it says Taisus, so Masnit Nami. So then you essentially have to say that the same thing would apply to halachas of our Mishnah. When we said the Nisim Kalim Lekaibis that you give your garments to launder, but then your hides to the tanner, I mean, Nami Bekaitis. Obviously, also has to be talking about that you set a price. This is what he's going to charge. So therefore, then, whenever he's doing it for himself, and he's not doing it for you, and that's what's going to be permitted, because regardless of the fact that the melach is being done throughout the Shabbos, but then you have a problem that, but you have to have ketzitza, because or else he's doing it for you, that's what's saying, no, he's doing it for himself, because the halachas of Mishnah also toma b'ketzis. Now, that explains Taisus. Then, v'had the parach, but then this, the Gemara asked, v'alei katzatz, the Gemara asked, what do you mean? You see that there was a ketzitza, which because the Gemara continued with the brisa, we had this machlikis b'sham b'sil regarding when are you allowed to send a letter through a non-Jew. B'sham said that it's not allowed to send a letter unless you're going to be able to get to his house before Shabbos. B'sil says no, it's enough to get even to the house that's the closest to the city walls. The Gemara asks, but what do you mean? We already explained the brisa told him that you already set a price, and if so, if he's doing it, he's doing it for himself, not for the Jew, so it should be permitted. So now, based on what we're saying, that Bishami holds that whatever the guy does for Malacha on Shabbos is even when you set a price is Asr. Because the Halacha, the Mishnah that we said Bishil was saying is Mutr, is only Bekaitzes. So that means when Bishami says Asr, even Bekaitzes, so then Taisa explains that this is the Gemara is asking, that why do you need to have that the non-Jew has to be able to get to the place of the person's residence? I valoi katzat. So what do you mean you set a price? Set a price that doesn't have to get to. He's doing it for himself. That explains Taisus is the Beis Hillel Parach. The Gemara's question was only according to Beis Hillel, that he holds in our Mishnah when you do Ketzitza, it's going to be permitted, even if the Nachi is doing Malach on Shabbos. That's why the Gemara asked, if so, why do Beis Hillel require that you have to be able to get to the house closest to the city walls? It's Ketzitza. But you're right, according to Beis Shammai, the Gemara's not asking anything, because according to him, whenever a guy does a Malach on Shabbos, even with Ketzitza, even with a set price, it's going to be Usr. And therefore, yeah, of course, according to Beis Shammai, we didn't have the question why we'd have to get to the person's house from before Shabbos. Continue next, Taisa b'Maskil. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Ema Fligim Misfina. We don't go out on a journey on a ship 3 days before, that it, 3 days before Shabbos. So Taisa comes in the reasoning of the Isser. So Taisa says that Afilot Techat Chumasu, this is even within the Halachic Sabbath, Shabbos residents, it's still forbidden to go out on the ship. That's for the reason Mishum Shat. The reason has nothing to do with going out of the Tchum, it's simply because of swimming, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. And if you go on the boat, you might come to have to swim in the water. Kedemuchim Perek Tayin, like it's obvious in the Gemara later on, the Kof Lam Tesim Abayz, Gabahu Tuvim Mirat Midrabanan. They were this Talmudic scholar, Dama, that he says, oh, I'm going on the boat, only Lamein Ba'ina, I just want to go to sleep. And then the boat traveled to the other side. And Vasham Peri, he was able to go ahead and watch his produce. And the reason why is because he did this harama, which is permitted to be done by Talmud Chacham. But says Taisa Mashma, it sounds like the Teichat Chumhaya, that was within the halachic Shabbos boundary, because if that would be the case, harama wouldn't permit that. That would still be Aser. But falachi, still we see Balei harama Aser. Even though it was within the Tchum, without harama, that's only permitted Talmud Chacham, it would be Aser. Obviously, we see that even in the Tchum, it's forbidden to go on the boat without harama. And again, the reason is not because of the halachas of Tchum. Rather, says Taisa, the reason is simply because of Shad, because you might come to swim, which are forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Here next taste of Masal Taste begins the words of the Gemara, Hashum, Bahabis, Bamlilas, garlic, and these unripe grapes, and these unripe grain. Taste can explain, why is this different than this that the Gemara says later on, that one is actually allowed to squeeze on Shabbos the prunes and the uzrad. And that is in our Mishnah, we had a Machlikas, the Gemara quoted a Mishnah, that Machlikas Tanoim, regarding the garlic and the baiser, which were crushed from before Shabbos, is allowed to continue squeezing out once Shabbos starts. Now, it sounds like, but to squeeze it initially on Shabbos, that would be forbidden according to everyone. And that is, Tais is Lamayin, the common Bereish Chavis, this it says later on, in the beginning of Perk Chavis, and Afkof Memegim Lama Beis, that the Gemara tells us there that even though there's Machlik Jabin Nechacham regarding liquids that come out of the berries and pomegranates on Shabbos, if that's permitted on Shabbos or not, that specifically says the Gemara regarding berries and pomegranates. But Maidim Cham Leb Yehud, the Bishar Peis, they agree regarding other produce, when the liquid comes out of it, that it's going to be Mutter. Maisi and the Gemara brings, how do we know this? Minatanya, the fact that we're in the Brisa. Soichedin bepegoyim vozradin. You're allowed to actually go ahead and squeeze out prunes and nizradin. Avoloi brimainim. But not by pomegranates. That's where it's forbidden. But other things, you're allowed to even initially squeeze it out. But one thing we see, that even initially you're allowed to squeeze out these fruits for the juice on Shabbos, for sure, if the liquid came out on itself, it's going to be permitted. Now that's difficult, because why is it different than regarding the garlic and the unripe grapes, where we say you're not allowed to squeeze it out on Shabbos? Says Taisa Tzarchlem, what you have to say is, yeah, because the Shuma Baiser, the garlic and the unripe grapes, Yaisa Asurin Lamashkin, they're more used for their liquids, Mipugam Bazrodin, than the prunes and the Zrodin, and that's why it's forbidden, as we see in the Gemara over there, depending if they're normally used for liquids, if we qualify them as liquids, and therefore, that, yeah, they would be Asur for Schita to be done with them, actually more than the Pugam and Bazrodin. Now, however, says Taisa Miu, even without this, it's actually not difficult. Because Hasa Masik, the Gemara actually concludes over there, the trodden, that spinach, Avagav Delav B'nei Schitin, and even a spinach is not something that you don't usually squeeze out for the spinach juice, but Hoyel V'Achshevinu, but since you considered it significant, in other words, that you're squeezing it out, you're showing that you want the liquids from it, so Havali Mashkin, that itself makes it into liquids, and therefore you now squeeze it out on Shabbos from the fruit. The Gemara explains, well, the Fiza, based on this, Hadik Tani Sechne Be'Begum, this is what he said, that you're allowed to squeeze out the prunes. Lav schit de gemur kam. We're not talking about a bona fide schita to go ahead and utilize their juice. Ela mituk ba'alma. Rather, it means just sweetening. In other words, we're squeezing it out so that it should make the taste of the fruit sweeter. And therefore, it's not any more difficulty. Where here the Gemara says that it would be forbidden to squeeze out the garlic and the unripe grapes on Shabbos, because here we're talking about that you're squeezing out to utilize the juice. Yes, that would be usher even by the prunes. There, by the prunes, is only regarding what's permitted, just to squeeze it to sweeten the fruit. That's permitted, but again, to squeeze it out on Shabbos, yeah, that's forbidden. Here in our Gemara, as we're bringing from that Mishnah, is only regarding a machlekes of Erev Shabbos. Then the next taste of Masal test begins the words of the Gemara. Bishmol lami yigmar. He says that you could be yigmar. Tell you, can explain what's the machlekes of Bishmol and Rabbi Kiva. That is, in the Mishnah, we had a machlekes Bisham Besil. If it's permitted for the Kalim of Yisrael to do malach of him on Shabbos, we had many different cases of this. So the Gemara says that the last halacha of the Mishnah said, in spite of this, although you don't have your Kalim do malach of you on Shabbos, Bisham agreed in the case of when you already weighed down the beams of the wine press or the olive press from before Shabbos, that then you're allowed to leave it and squeeze it out on Shabbos. So what's the reason for this? So the Gemara says, because we're talking about that they were already crushed before, and as Rashi explains, and therefore even though we'd squeeze it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be Chiyuv Chatas, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and do that, even according to Bishamit from before Shabbos. So that the Gemara explains, who is the town of Amishna that holds whatever comes out by itself, even without squeezing it. When you do squeeze it, it's not going to be a chiv of chattas. Oh, that's Rabbi Shmuel, who we learned in the Mishnah, that he says when you have garlic and unripe grapes and unripe these grains, if you crush it from before Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says, as our Taisus is quoting, yigmar, you could let it be yigmar mishatech. Rabbi Kiva says, lo yigmar. Taisus explains, what does this mean, Rabbi Shmuel yigmar, and what's the raya to that he's the Tanav HaMishnah? Pirish, what that means to say is, in the tzarech l'salak hata'ina samach lechashecha, means to say that you don't have to remove the beams that are pressing down the grapes before it gets dark, before it becomes Shabbos. Ela rather manichin kol Shabbos. When it means yigmar, you can let it finish. You don't have to take off the beams. You can let it go and squeeze out the whole Shabbos. And that's the halacha of our Mishnah, where we see the same idea that you could leave that being done the whole Shabbos. And that as kashal ri is difficult for the ri heichim muchach. What's the proof over here? The savi Yerushmol, the Yerushmol holds called the asim emeila, that whatever happens by itself, a fila of it b'Shabbos, even if it's done on Shabbos, like a chiv chatos, that there's no chiv of chatos, and therefore that's the halacha of our Mishnah, that even b'Shamai, who generally hold it forbidden, but since it wouldn't be a chiv chatos, you'll do it on before Shabbos. How do you see that? Dilma, maybe Rabbi Shmuel savik in Beis Hillel, maybe because Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Hillel, the Shara fila b'Hanuch d'loy asim emeila. No, he holds you allowed to do whatever it is from before Shabbos, even things that don't happen by themselves. Even if it's going to be a malacha that Yechayev Chatos. Aye, so then Mahad the Nokud Rishkin, so why did he pick specifically that was ready to crush from before Shabbos? What do you mean? That would only, let's say, sound logical to tell you it's Svarah because you're not going to be Chayev Chatos on Shabbos. Korin Basil doesn't have to be crushed. It could be doing the full bonafide malacha on Shabbos. Says Taisim Mishim Revusa the Rebbe Kiva. That was only because telling you the Chiddush Rebbe Kiva that even though it's crushed, it's still going to be forbidden to finish it on Shabbos. So how do you see from here? Ask the Re on Rashi's interpretation that we see from Rishmol that he's the town of Amishna. Vaitem, moreover, wonders Taisus, according to the interpretation that we're saying, that Rabbi Shmuel is the Tanav HaMishnah, from this halacha. So then Rabbi Kiva v'dama lo yigmer. Then Rabbi Kiva says, no, that you cannot leave it to squeeze out. Then like b'shamim or like b'shil. Then he's not like either b'shamim or like b'shil, which Tosfos finds untenable that he's not going to be like either one of the opinions of b'shamim and b'shil, because we're saying he cannot be goymer. Even b'shamim, the most stringent opinion, holds that you could be goymer like b'shamim. So who would Rabbi Kiva be like? So Benir Lari, so the Ri says actually a different interpretation. It says, what does it mean, di yigmar? Hainu di yigmar v'yoichel b'shabbos. It means that he could finish it, meaning he could consume it and eat it on Shabbos. What does this mean? The chiddush is, v'loidami l'mashkin shazav b'shasrun. This is not comparable to liquids that squeezed out on Shabbos, which are generally forbidden. Why can you not drink the juice of fruit juice that was squeezed out on Shabbos, meaning even by themselves, where they just oozed out? Because during the Shema Yisrit, you make a gzeret, you know, drink it because you might come to squeeze it up, which is the biblical prohibition of dash. The hacha over here, that's Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're allowed to drink the juice that's squeezed out, because I feel a yischad, even if you would squeeze it out, although rabbinically prohibited, but like yisad deraisa, there would be no biblical violation, mishum da asim emela, because it happens by itself, it would be squeezed out anyways, even if you didn't squeeze it out. So therefore, that's why they did not make a gzerim on here on drinking the liquids that squeezed out by itself. Oh, says the Ri, the Hashem Maisi Shaper. So now the Gemara makes sense. The Ksav Rebbe Shmuel, we see that Rebbe Shmuel holds called the Asim Emela Shabbat Dama. Whatever happens by itself is okay. Afilah B'Shamai, Kivin the Avel B'Shabbos. Because since even if you did on Shabbos, Lo Mechayev, you would not be Chayev. And how do we know he holds that? Because if you would be Chayev, then he wouldn't let you drink the juice that came out. From the fact that lets you drink the juice, which is what Yigmar means, obviously he holds that, because even if you did be a dime, you'd not be Chayev. Now, Tosfos explains, Rabbi Kiva dama lo yigmer. Now, so how do we understand the other question that we asked? Who is Rabbi Kiva like? Rabbi Kiva that says, lo yigmer, what does that mean? Lo yishad tzarech lehesar ko. When he says you can't finish it off, that's not like the way we had explained from Rashi that you would have to remove the beams. No, that's not what it means. Because the savak ke beis hill, he was like beis hill, that you could let it squeeze out the whole Shabbos. Ella, rather, what does it mean, shlo yigmer? It means, could they lechel, to be able to eat it, when it becomes Shabbos, that's what means lo yigmer. You cannot finish it up to eat it, because that's true, and that's the basil. It's actually, he holds it's forbidden to drink the juices, even according to basil, kishar, mashkin, shazav, but that's true, like all any other liquid that oozes out that's forbidden. Because the hachskita, nami, the reiske says, no, here the squeezing out would be biblical, avagav to asam mele, even though it happens by itself, he disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel on that concept, and that's why the time of the Mishnah is not like him, and rather it's like Rabbi Shmuel holds that since it happens by itself, there's no chiv chatzis, and therefore he holds you allowed to drink the juices. That's who the time of the Mishnah is like. Says Tosfos, or another interpretation to explain what does this yigmer mean. The yigmer biyadayim mishatechshach. Actually, what does it mean that you could be goymer? It means you could actively, with your hands, finish off the squeezing even once it becomes Shabbos. Why? First of all, Tosfos, by the way, a question. Where even in the Mishnah, we didn't let you to actively go ahead and squeeze on Shabbos, so Tosfos says, because delay domil masnit. This is not the same thing as the halacha of the Mishnah. We delay shar basil el tinus kairi, the word basil only permits you to let it keep the beam on from every Shabbos, I'll be dying loy, but even basil would agree, now that I actively squeeze it, those grapes and those olives on Shabbos, says Tosfos, because the halacha will be here. In the case of Rabbi Shmuel, is kasha'in mechusar and dicha, we're talking about where you're not lacking any crushing, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel permits, yes, yigmar means you could actually with your own hands go ahead and squeeze the rest, because it's already crushed. But the halacha of the Mishnah is told about where you didn't fully crush it, and therefore, although you grind it, but you didn't fully crush it, and therefore it's not permitted, unless only, like the Basil said, to let the beam continue squeezing it out throughout the Shabbos. Now, says Taisus, v'hashta ma'isi shapa. Now it makes sense that what the Gemara is bringing, that the Mishnah that holds its mechusrei dicha, if you lack in crushing, if you violated it and you went and you squeezed it out, you wouldn't be chayav of chatas. And that's why you're allowed to go ahead and initially keep it on, even according to Bishami from before Shabbos, that's like a Bishmol, which seemingly they're not the same thing as we just pointed out. Bishmol is talking about where it's not lacking crushing. And that's why, as we just said, the interpretation was you're allowed to even go squeeze it even initially with your own hands. The Mishnah told me that's lacking crushing. And therefore it's not initially permitted, it's only after the fact, if you would squeeze it out, you'd not be chayav chatas. Still, says Tosfos, the Gemara is bringing that it is, we could bring the source that the halacha of the Mishnah is going to be Shmuel. The reason is, the kibbutz of Shari Bishmol is going to be a dime, since Rabbi Shmuel permits one to actively go ahead and squeeze with his own hands, at least when it's not lacking what's called dicha. And what do you see from that? But v'le gazra atta mechasar dicha, and that he did not make a gzera in the case of when it's lacking dicha, when it's lacking crushing. Simkin, if that's the case, obviously, even when it is lacking crushing, obviously we hold that you're not going to be chayiv v'chatas, even if you would go ahead and do it. Because if you would hold by mechasor and dicha, there would be chayiv v'chatas, he should have made a gezerah that even when it's not lacking dicha, that initially he should not be able to go ahead and do it on Shabbos, up to the case of mechasor dicha. So obviously, that's why he's the source of the Tanna of the Mishnah, that even when it is mechasor dicha, but that you would not be chayiv v'chatas, if it was done there for Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead and do that, we're not gezer up to Shabbos. Now, the difficulty is, as the Gemara continues, the Gemara only rejects and says that actually it's possible to say that Yerub Shmuel holds that if it was lacking crushing, he's not the Tana of the Mishnah. You would be Chayav HaChatzis if you squeezed out with your hands. This Yerub Shmuel permits is, as the Gemara says, because not lacking Dicha. Now, the problem is, based on what we just said, we don't understand the Gemara's rejection. Because even according to Yerub Shmuel that he's talking about that you're not lacking crushing, we still said it's obvious from the halacha when you are lacking crushing that's not a chayiv chatas, because like we said, if not, he should have made a gezerah, even when it's not lacking, when it is lacking. So what's the Gemara's rejection? So that's what Taisa explains. Basachi, and subsequently when the Gemara rejects and says Yerub Shmuel is talking with Einam Mechasar and Dicha, what the Gemara means to say, it's retracting from the logic we just said. Comment, the Gemara is saying, according to Bishmol, when you're lacking crushing, that you would be liable to karmachatas, and that the Gemara is retracting and saying, and even so, he could still hold, and when you're not missing the dicha, like his case that he's discussing in his Mishnah, shari b'daim, you would actively be allowed to go ahead and finish up the squeezing on Shabbos. But like Gazar at Mechasar, then it does not make the Gzera, even if, let's say, Mechasar would be chayiv chatas, and he would not be the Tana of our Mishnah. Now Tosfos continues and says that, so this day we're saying that the halacha of the Mishnah that holds that when you're lacking crushing, even if you did on Shabbos, you'd not be chayav v'chatas, that the Gemara wants to say that that's like Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Akiva la'asim. But that's what the Gemara is saying, but it cannot be like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Kivin da'asim b'she'im b'chasar n'dicha, since he holds it's forbidden. When you're not lacking crushing, that he holds you not let it actively go ahead and squeeze it with your hands on Shabbos. So obviously the reason is because he did make this gezerah, because of the case when it's lacking crushing at all. So Mechalal, obviously we could infer, as the Gemara is saying, the Mechasar and Dicha Mechayev, that when it's lacking crushing, that one would be Chayev Achatis. Because if it would only be a rabbinic decree, then he would not have made a Gzeirah of any Mechasar and Dicha up to when it is Mechasar Dicha, because then it would be like a Gzeirah like Gzeirah. And since Rabbi Kiva holds that Mechasar and Dicha, there's an Issa Torah, so that's why he says, Vim Kain, if that's the case, obviously that's like all the other cases in the Mishnah, that Asim Chashicha le Bishamai, that's forbidden to be done right before Shabbos according to Bishamai. So if so, obviously the Halacha of Mishnah that says the Bishamai agrees in this case that you're allowed to keep the beam from before Shabbos, that's obviously like the Gemara saying, not like Rabbi Kiva, rather like Rabbi Shmuel. So Tosfos told us three interpretations in this. Rabbi Shmuel says Yigmar. Either it means that you don't have to remove the stone or the beam from the produce from before Shabbos, which Tosfos rejects that interpretation. Or second interpretation is that you're allowed to go ahead, and Yigmar means to finish it off and drink the juices that oozed out and they're not forbidden because of Mashkin Shazavu. Or a third interpretation is, Yelada actually, Yigma means, no, you could actually, with your hands, go ahead and squeeze out the rest, since it's not Mechasar and Dicha, so therefore that's even Mutter Likatchila.